Maybe my home's on the road. The road's the only place I feel at home. I don't know if I'm ever gonna get back again this way. The road's the only place I feel at home. Feel at home.
Hello and welcome to the My Home is on the Road show. My name is Dave Manning, and I'm speaking softly this week because I'm hungover. And so this week we are going to be playing music for the affliction of hangover. Yesterday I took a bicycle that I just bought over the weekend, a beautiful antique three-speed bicycle. I took it for a ride from Mary's cabin, where I'm living over near Aberdeen, Scotland, the 10 miles or so into town, and rode out to the lighthouse overlooking the ocean, the North Sea, and thought it would be a good idea to sit down on the beach and watch the sun set and drink some beer. And I did that, and then went to the open mic in town that I usually go to every week, and had some more beer bought for me because I'm just that kind of guy, I guess. And anyway, this morning, a bit of a headache. So we're gonna do some nice soothing music on the show this week, and in an effort to not interrupt the music and just kind of let it flow, I came up with this idea. Well, what I'm gonna do is just kind of play a little clip of each of the artists that I'm going to play, and then talk a little bit about them, and then just let it all roll for the duration of the show. And then, as many of you know that have been listening to the show, the idea of the show is to let you hear some new music, let you hear some artists that I meet traveling around in my travels, making music all around the country and now over in Scotland. And some people that you probably wouldn't hear just listening to a mainstream or any radio station. So we're going to get things started this week. And so what I'll do, like I said, play a little clip and tell you a little about each artist. I think I got five lined up for you this week, and then we'll let the music roll. So in the background, you're hearing piano music from Lori Z, and this is from her album called Roots. And about half of this album was just improvised on the spot as Lori was making these recordings. And I first got connected with Lori Z's work when I was touring out in Santa Cruz, and I appeared on one of the local radio stations out there called K-Pig Radio, that does a live music show every Sunday. And shortly after being on the show, I got a phone call from a gal named Janet, who is the head of World Sound Productions, and she has a number of musicians and artists, and she helps these musicians and artists get what they create placed in movies and TV and the like. And Lori Z was a good friend of Janet's, but tragically passed away in her mid-40s from a sudden onslaught of cancer. But Janet felt that Lori's music still needed to be getting out there. And if you want to find out more about Lori Z and also the next artist, you want to go to worldsoundproductions.com. And this album that the song came from was considered for 8 Grammy nominations, so pretty good for a little gal from California. All right, so in the background here, another World Sound Productions artist called Steve Jolliffe, and he was a member of Tangerine Dream, a somewhat well-known band in the 70s, but in his solo career, did some groundbreaking work with synthesizers and electronic instruments, including being one of the only people in the world skilled at playing Yamaha's WX7 MIDI wind instrument. So you'll hear that and some other electronic stuff in Steve's music. And And next, we're going to hear from an artist I met in Ken's Creekside Bar down in Sedona, Arizona. And he started talking to me about music and introduced himself as Safir Mahdi. And the way to look his music up is at spirit-dance.com. And the group is called Tribal Awakening. And like Lori Z's recording, Safir was telling me that pretty much all the recording engineer did was hit the record button, and all this whole CD was just improvised on the spot in the studio. So we'll be hearing from Tribal Awakening. So in the background there, you're hearing a little bit off of the musical drum key. And this is an artist who I ran into in Reno on the sidewalk on Virginia Street, the main drag in Reno. I had just got done playing a lunchtime gig in Reno and was loading my music gear back onto the bus, and was approached by this young guy who told me this fantastic, crazy story about how he came to Reno, drove to Reno to pick up the 1,000 copies of his new CD that he just had pressed. And he had it sent to Reno rather than his home in California, because if he had it sent to California, he would have had to pay a bunch of sales tax on the CDs. And so we had them shipped to Reno so he didn't have to pay the tax, came to pick them up, and now was apparently out of money for gas to get back home. So he was trying to sell enough of the CDs to get gas money together to get back home. So I bought a CD from him and gave him one of mine. And that evening, drove the tour bus out of Reno a bit and parked up in the Sierra Nevada mountains and laid up on the roof because there was a meteor shower going on. And I put his CD into the radio and put the speaker up on the roof and found out that the musical drum key is a great album to listen to while watching a meteor shower. And it's also a pretty good album to listen to, at least some of the cuts, when you're hungover. So you'll be hearing from the musical drum key. And I'm happy to say I've searched several times online to find out more about the musical drum key and see if his stuff was available, and I was never able to find anything, but just today found out that the musical drum key is indeed on CD Baby, so you can look him up there and get a copy of this. And I just have the CD, but apparently there's a music video that goes along with every one of the tracks, so I'll have to check that out. Finally, the last song we're going to get to this week is one that Nathan Stevens from Groundswell Media Productions sent to me over the computer a few years ago. And he sent it to me, and I didn't really listen to it at first. And then when I got around to it, I emailed him back and said, "Wow, that's pretty cool what you're doing with the guitar there and how you recorded that," and asked him about when he recorded it. And he wrote me back and said, "Dave, you were there. This was recorded in Mike Dunn's garage when we were all hanging out at that picnic one afternoon." And you'll hear kind of some kids playing in the background in this recording. And you'll also hear some rain and some thunder. And that's actually just what was going. That's actually why we were in the garage playing music, because it was looking like it was going to rain outside. We were just having a barbecue. And for some strange reason, this particular recording that he made without us even knowing it came out pretty good. So this one, if you want a copy of it, you can just get in touch with me and I'll just email you the file. But it's called Western Montana Winds. So we're going to get all the music going in the order that I just announced it. So sit back, relax, take a couple aspirin, and let the hangover fade away. So I hope your hangover is loosening its grip on your head. This is the My Home is on the Road show. The theme this week has been hangover music, so I let it all kind of roll there, and this might be a good one to go to the website and download, just kind of save on the computer in case you have one of those nights. The website, by the way, is www.davemanning.net, and a big thanks to Groundswell Media Productions and Nathan Stevens, who keeps that website up and running. And he is also the one that made that secret recording of Western Montana Winds that we just heard. And as always, if you heard anything you like on the show, go to davemanning.net and email me, and I'll get you in touch with the artists. My name's Dave Manning. Safe travels, and have yourself a fantastic day.